Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to discuss today relates to the blessings of reading Surah At-Takathur. Now, these blessings are mentioned in various narratives in our tafsir books, but I've selected two of the representative ones, and they are found in the tafsir of As-Sa'lawi and Al-Wasit, which is a tafsir of Al-Wahidi. Now, as far as the narrative are concerned, both these narratives are reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b, رضي الله عنه. However, the chains of narration below him are different, but the text of the narrative is the same. Now, as far as the text is concerned, the text in Al-Wahidi's Al-Wasit is, مَنْ قَرَى أَلْحَاكُمُ التَّكَاسِرِ لَمْ يُحَاسِبْهُ اللَّهُ بِالنَّعِيمَ الَّذِي أَنْعَمَ بِهِ أَلَيْهِ فِي دَارِ الدُّنْيَا وَأَعْتَى مِنْ الْأَجْرِ كَأَنَّمَا قَرَى أَلْفَ آيَةٍ. Which means that a person who reads Surah At-Takathur, the Almighty will not take account from him of the favors he blessed him with in this world, and he will reward him as if he read 1,000 verses. So this is the text of the narrative, and this text, as I said, is common to all the narratives. But the chains of narration of the narratives are different. However, the commonality between the two chains of narration is that the existence of Harun ibn Kathir and Salam ibn Sulaym al-Mada'ini, both of whom are extremely unreliable narrators. As far as Harun ibn Kathir is concerned, he is regarded as, by Abu Hatim as Majhul. And as far as the other person is concerned, his name is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Mada'ini, and he is a thoroughly criticized person. And the comments on him are, Yahya ibn Ma'in at one place says that he's Laysa Bishay, and at another place his comments are, Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithu, that he's weak and his narratives are not written. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli says, Laysa bihujjah, that he is not worthy of being adduced from. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says, Ghayr al-Siqa, he is unreliable. Abu Zura and Abu Hatim says that he is za'if. And Imam Bukhari has said that that tarakuhu, which means that authorities have abandoned him, he's not worthy of being taken notice of. Imam Nasai has also dubbed him as matruk, and at another place his words are laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithu, that he's unreliable and his narratives are not written. And Abul Qasim al-Bughvi says za'iful hadith jiddan, that he's extremely weak in matters of hadith. And Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash says that he's matruk, and at another place his words are kaza, that he's a liar. So on the basis of this data, Hafiz ibn Hajar has concluded that this narrative is concocted, is fabricated, and therefore it has to be totally ignored. So on the basis of this data, we can conclude that these narratives cannot be relied upon. In fact, the narrative recorded by Al-Wahidi in Al-Wasit, it is regarded as marzu, or concocted or fabricated by Hafiz ibn Hajar. And we can similarly and analogously conclude that the other narrative in Sa'lawi's tafsir is also concocted, because it also contains the same two persons, Harun bin Kathir and Salam bin Sulaym al-Mada'ini, on the basis of which perhaps Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded the first of these as concocted. So all in all, we can say that none of these narratives is reliable, and it cannot be dependent upon in any way. As far as reaping the blessings of Surah At-Takathur are concerned, they can best be achieved by reciting it with a good translation, by understanding its message, by following that message, and by connecting to God via that message. That is the best way we can reap the blessings of reading Surah At-Takathur. As far as these narratives are concerned, they are totally baseless, and Muslims should totally ignore them. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.